This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1629. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 8th, Australia, Bangladesh, Chile, China, Congo DR, Costa Rica, Cuba, Estonia, Ethiopia, Europe, India, International Vacuum, Iran, Ireland, Japan, Kuwait, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Slovakia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Syria, Taiwan, USA, Unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Thanks to a tip from Ian Baxter in New South Wales. Ron Howard reports once again hearing Radio Symbon from near Sydney, the Greek ethnic station on 2368.5 kilohertz. August 5th, until sign-off around 1202 UT. Not too bad if they're still only running 500 watts. In the NASWA group, Grayson Watson in Dallas says he enjoys listening to the Coral Sea service of Radio Australia, 10 to 11 UT on 12080, a mixture of pidgin and regular English and some great Pacific-style music. Big news this week is Bangladesh Betar testing its new 250 kilowatt shortwave transmitter and antenna system. It's at Kabirpur. First news of this came to us from Swapan Chakraborty in West Bengal, August 6th, on 7250, on and off between 04 and 20 UT. They were inviting reception reports and even audio files to rrc at dhaka.net. It was then heard by many other listeners in Eurasia, but not much in North America beyond Ron Howard in California for propagational reasons. Joe's Jacob in India says it was clashing with All India Radio, Gorakhpur transmitter on the same frequency until it signed off at 1140. Ron was hearing it from 1227 to 13 UT, and it was parallel to the only other shortwave frequency, 4750, the domestic service from Bangladesh, which has remained on the air as the only shortwave outlet in that country. Although normally they would not be in parallel, they're just in the testing phase, including news in English, Monday at 1235. However, 4750 has interference from reactivated Indonesia, and of course, China is also on the frequency. Since Bangladesh has been absent for so long from 7250, other stations have been using the frequency, and now there are collisions, such as China Radio International in Nepali at 15 UT. As noted by Partha Sarathi Goswami, also in WB. Initially for the test, 7250 was running all night. Joe's Jacob in India was hearing it at 2030 UT going into August 7th, and heard again at 0545 by Partha Sarathi Goswami. Prithviraj Purkayasta in Assam heard news in English at 1800 UT. The British DX Club, Dave Kenny, said English started at 1745 as the Bangladesh Betar Overseas Service. The schedule of English to Europe is until 1900. That was on 7250, the 7th of August. However, on the 8th, they started testing a different frequency, 15520. Swapan Chakraborty said that was aimed at Europe, and they especially wanted reports from the UK and France, irregularly between 12 and 20 UT. It's another old frequency of Bangladesh, but in the meantime occupied by other stations during much of that period. A collision with family radio, for instance, for 2 hours. I was unable to hear Bangladesh 15520 here in deep North America, and it's unknown which of the two frequencies they'll continue to use, as there's only one transmitter. And as Wolfgang Büschel points out, they have registered many, many imaginary alternate frequencies during all these years when they have not really been on the air at all. Horacio Negro in Uruguay has quite a nice blog with lots of information on radio history and also some more current affairs. A new entry is a photo report made by a Chilean DXer after visiting the Calera de Tango shortwave transmitter site in Chile. The main blog address is lagalenadelsur.wordpress.com. Galena stands for galena, as in lead crystal. In Hardcore DX, Art Delibert in Maryland reports the Chinese regional station Beibu Bay Radio in Nanning. It's on the high side of 9820, August 5th, from 1014 to 1102. They give quick IDs as BBR. It's not mainly in English, but there was an English ID he heard later as FM 96.4 Beibu Bay Radio. That's spelled BEIBUBAY. The frequency drifted slowly upwards from 9820.05 at tune-in to 0.117 by the top of the hour at 1100. In DSWCI DX Window, Graham Bell back in South Africa reports Radio Tele Kandip in Bunia, Congo DR, 5066.3, heard earlier than usual, 0316 UT, August 3rd, with a female singer, Big Mama Africa style, with Afropop guitars, announcements in French, long tracks of 5 to 7 minutes, and the speaker taking greetings from callers in French, and more great local music. I hate to keep mentioning this, but no one else seems to notice or to care. The Spain relay in Costa Rica, one of the transmitters, really goes out of order, putting out overmodulation spurs covering an entire meter band. This happens periodically, but not all the time, such as 17850, August 4th at 1907. I could hear the spikes all the way out to 17475 and up to 18095, thus interfering with every other station on the 16-meter band and beyond. And they have other problems, sometimes operating on a totally wrong frequency. August 7th at 0526, they were on 9765 instead of 3350. 9765 is one of their frequencies at other day parts. Not a day goes by without some snafu from Radio Havana, Cuba, sometimes bothering other stations, sometimes just shooting themselves in the foot. For example, on August 8th, I was hearing dead air open carrier for hours and hours from their evening frequency in Spanish, 9810. And the next morning, most of their frequencies were very distorted in modulation from 12 past 13 UT. Ike Biervert is including more and more utility quasi-broadcasts on his IB frequency lists. I noticed one from a country otherwise unavailable on shortwave broadcast, Estonia. He says Tallinn Radio broadcasts in English for 10 minutes every 4 hours, starting at 33 minutes past the hours, starting at 0233 UT, and the frequency is 3310. I suppose they are scheduled weather broadcasts, but not certain. This is not an aeronautical or marine band. If you hear white noise jamming, much like DRM, around 15355, it's probably Ethiopia trying to block a clandestine called ESAT Radio in Amharic, which is brokered by TDP via the Moldova or Pridnestrovia site. It's scheduled at 17 to 18 UT, Mondays only. Wolfgang Büschel has been hearing that noise and reports it to us. However, the frequency could vary. The center frequency of the station to be blocked, that is, from 15355 to 15390. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington notes from the Laser Hot Hits Facebook on 6 August that this pirate, presumably in Ireland, says the 76-meter band outlet will be off the air until early autumn to carry out engineering work to further improve the signal. sorry for the inconvenience. 43 meters continues 24/7. So that means 6980 variable is on, but 4015 is off. Joe's Jacob tells DX Listening Digest, don't write off All India Radio in Ranchi on shortwave. They will be back with a bang sooner or later. Tenders have been floated for purchase of spares for reactivating shortwave. However, Pardes Sarathy Goswami replies, that's good news, but last year when I talked to AIR's Eastern Regional Headquarters at Kolkata, they told me that they were no longer trying to restore it. I found it to be hopeless. As of last November, it had been closed for more than 2 years, and no listener complained about it, so they dropped it and would not return to shortwave. Always send mail to stations you listen to, otherwise you may not know that your one letter could be a drop to build an ocean, that is, to get them to stay on the air. 9690 is an All India Radio English frequency, but used to make it here on good days for the Sesquihour to Southeast Asia starting at 13:30. But we've not been hearing it at all for quite some time, and now Joe's Jacob explains why. As one 500 kilowatt shortwave transmitter at Bengaluru is being replaced by a new DRM one, that's one of the transmissions which has been dropped. However, it should be still on the other two frequencies, 11620 and 13695. And one more from Joe's Jacobs. Indian Independence Day is coming up August 15th, which means special broadcasts from All India Radio, live commentary in English and Hindi on the flag hoisting and the Prime Minister's speech at Red Fort, New Delhi. August 15th, between 0135 and 0240 UT. The English frequencies 13620, 15050, and 17510, which may have interference from BBC. Also, regional shortwave stations will start using their daytime frequencies about an hour earlier than usual on that date. That was reported to DX India, and you can also read all the details in the new DX Listening Digest number 12-33 via worldofradio.org. We note the passing at the age of 98 of a superb DXer, Sir Bernard Lovell, founder of the Jodrell Bank Radio Astronomy Observatory in England, which is still accomplishing great things in pulling in signals from the stars. See the BBC obituary of August 7th. And Dan Goldfarb, owner of the Medium Wave Mass Yahoo Group, says, a personal reflection. My father was one of the most eminent particle physicists based at Manchester University. I was privileged as a child to have Sir Bernard invited to supper at my home. When my father died, I was astonished to see Sir Bernard at my father's funeral. I went on many trips to Jodrell Bank to admire the huge radio telescope. Last winter, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran was on two bad frequencies for its only English broadcast, North America, unable to avoid interference. And they still haven't got two clear frequencies in the summer season. The 0330 English broadcast, modestly entitled Voice of Justice, is on 11920 and 13650. On August 5th, I noted that the higher frequency has co-channel interference starting at 0400, presumably Radio Cairo in Swahili as scheduled. Derek Lynch provides some bad radio news from Ireland. The planned closure of Malin Head and Valencia radios seems like it is going ahead, but there are protests. DXers may have heard these coastal stations on 1752 or 1677 kHz in the winter. Valencia is in the far southwest. It has a very long history, going back to the Marconi years before Irish independence. Malin Head is near the northernmost tip of Ireland, close to Northern Ireland. It's been active since at least the 1920s. There was a story about this in the National Sunday Independent newspaper, August 5th, lamenting that if these stations are closed, there will be increased risks to marine safety around Ireland. Indeed, it is headlined, Coast Guard Station Cuts Will Cost Lives. You are tuned for World of Radio number 1629. Your contributions always welcome. By PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. We're still hearing NHK via Canada in Japanese, relayed at 13 to 15 UT on 11655 with quite a variety of music. Sometimes it's a song in Japanese or the Go-Go's, the girl group from the 1980s with We Got the Beat, as we heard August 5th, or sometimes it's classical music. NHK has no plans to continue that broadcast once the Sackville site is kaput, but they do plan to move most of the other North American services to French Guiana. English at 05 and 12 UT will move up to higher bands than 49 meters. A red letter day in the history of international broadcasting was August 3rd, but I missed it. Fortunately, Alan Rowe in England was listening to Radio Kuwait, closing down at 20:58 UT, announcing the correct frequency, 15540 instead of the imaginary 11990, and they're also no longer mentioning the imaginary morning broadcast at 05 on 15110, as they'd been doing for many, many years. Some programs I've run across during this transmission. Sunday, August 5th at 1900, Pioneers and Personalities of Kuwait's Cultural Awakening, that is the 24th episode about the Emir al-Sabah at the time of the Iraqi invasion, when he met with President Mubarak of Egypt, who was supporting him. And then on Tuesday, August 7th at 19:30, there was a three-minute feature, a recipe for Ramadan, a joint production with Radio Bahrain. The volcanic eruption, August 7th at Mount Tongariro in the middle of North Island, is rather close to the transmitter site of Radio New Zealand International at Rangitaiki, so volcanic ash might disrupt transmissions. Theo Donnelly says it's about 72 kilometers away. Check your TV for the debut of a new Spanish-language TV network courtesy of Rupert Murdoch, Mundo Fox, in Oklahoma City. It's to start August 13th on KOHC Channel 45, a low-power digital station, and I suspect it's on low-power stations in many other markets. Ron Howard in California is pleased that another Papua New Guinea station has reactivated as of August 5th. NBC Northern on 3345, also known as the Voice of Oro, O-R-O, and was heard the following 2 days as well, strongest on August 7th at 1303 with a bird call and NBC National News in English, parallel to 3205, 3315, and 3365. As of last week, it wasn't clear whether the new NBC Port Moresby frequency, 6040, put on the air for the elections, would continue. Ron Howard had heard it July 30th, but it was not heard on July 31st, August 1st, or 2nd, so he figured it was probably gone. However, the next day, August 3rd, some others were hearing it, but signing off the air earlier than usual. Dave Valko said it went off around 10:32 UT. So Ron says it is erratic at best, and as a matter of fact, I've not seen any further reports of it as of August 8th. If you're fond of Peruvian stations, such as the new one on 4810 Radio Logos, you might want to seek out a new book which has just been published with 742 pages, La Radio en el Perú by Emilio Bustamante. It's just been introduced at the Lima Book Fair at the end of July, thanks to news via Yimber Gaviria. Not to mislead you, no doubt it was printed before the brand new station I just mentioned appeared. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel notes that FEBC Manila, Philippines was interfering with itself from two of its different transmitter sites around 0900 UT for 3 minutes. The Mongolian service was 12 hertz below 15450 from the EBA site. When at 0858 UT, the Bokawi site came on with their interval signal prior to their Indonesian service on exactly 15450. In communication of the British DX Club, Gary Drew in South Harts says around 23:45 UT, July 22nd, I heard the DX program on Radio Romania International on 7435. I was very pleased as they confirmed rumors of their closing shortwave are not true, and they are in fact looking to add more frequencies. I wonder if that means more transmitters. Relays via WRMI 9955 are the only thing perpetuating Radio Slovakia International as a shortwave station. So I looked for information about this on their website. Couldn't find anything in English except a link to WRMI and an outdated schedule in Spanish. The current scheduling of Radio Slovakia International via WRMI, according to the station website, is in English, midnight 30 to 01 UT, Tuesday through Saturday. That's what I was hearing at midnight 50 when there was, surprisingly, no jamming, although there was heavy jamming 1 hour later when there was still programming in English, not Spanish. And the Spanish broadcasts of RSI are daily at 12:30 and 02:30 and Monday through Saturday at 09:30 UT, all relayed by WRMI. On UT Sunday, August 5th, I rediscovered an hour in Catalan via Radio Exterior de España, which does not appear on any transmission schedules, only on their program schedules if you recognize the name of the program as not being in Castilian. It is Vida Verda, 0400 to 05 UT Sundays on 9535, 9620, 9630 via Costa Rica, among others. Joe's Jacob in South India tells us that Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation has a 5-minute news bulletin in English, heard UT Sunday, August 5th at 02:15 on 7190 and 11905. This is supposedly the Hindi service. However, they also have other South Asian languages in the local mornings and just this 5-minute newscast in English. It's not parallel to the regular English service on their other frequencies, 6005, 9770, and 15745. In DXing with Cumbre, Mark Cody in Ontario was hearing the other English newscast at 0200, the same date, on 15745 from the All Asia service. Madagascar is yet another shortwave site suffering from mix-ups. I was surprised to hear Arabic August 6th at 0452 on 13765. That's the Vatican radio frequency, which actually starts at 0500 in English. But I soon heard an ID in Arabic. It was Radio Dabanga, the clandestine service or target service for Sudan, parallel to the usual good frequency, also via Madagascar, 15400. So they put the wrong program feed on 13765. The next day, August 7th at 0536, 15400, was missing, but it was back the following day at August 8th at 0450, when I also checked 13765 and heard a syllable of something before they cut to dead air and then started the Vatican radio interval signal. The other frequency for Dabanga is 11650, direct from the Vatican. In Europe, they have a chance of hearing Radio Damascus, Syria, on 9330, where WBCQ is less of a co-channel problem. Tony Malloy in the UK was monitoring the 1600 UT transmission August 14th, but was hearing only a pulsing carrier and occasional faint audio fragments. Even in peacetime, Radio Damascus had terrible problems just being heard. But on August 6th, there were news reports that a bomb had exploded in the state television building in Damascus. So I wondered if this also affected Radio Damascus. That was still on the air, says Ike Biervert, August 7th at 20:49 UT, weak modulation on a strong carrier. Also confirmed by Jean-Michel Aubier in France. And the Radio Damascus friend in Belgium, Chris Janssen, says he called his friends at the station. The bomb only resulted in some material damage, and three people were slightly injured. Radio Damascus is operating as normal without interruption. Radio Taiwan relays via WIFR were interrupted again August 6th and 7th on 7570 before 05 UT and on 5950 before and after that hour. And not necessarily in the correct language, but they were announcing that regular programming had been suspended due to technical problems. Finally, the Spanish was at least back on the air August 8th. From August 4th, at Czech's various times of day, I noted that WTJC was missing from 9367.7, the off-frequency where it had last been heard, instead of authorized 9370. Still missing on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. So finally, I emailed the station and asked about the situation. Your shortwave signal has been off the air for several days, and I no longer see any mention of WTJC or shortwave on your website. Have you closed down WTJC permanently? And I soon got a reply from Mrs. Robinson at the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. Yes, WTJC is officially off the air since August 2nd. So there's another shortwave station gone for good. They previously closed down WBOH in October of 2009. Being unable to attain their proper frequency may have had something to do with this before they get a citation from the FCC. Dan Elier of WYFR has more information about the FCC requirements. The old 0.0015% of the assigned frequency tolerance is still on the books for regular AM transmissions on shortwave. For SSB or digital shortwave modes, the tolerance is only 10 Hz. Around 20 years ago, the FCC informally requested that we, WYFR, conform to the ITU standard of plus or minus 10 Hz on AM. Our frequency synthesizers were pretty good, but not that good. So we purchased a high stability 10 MHz standard and slaved all our frequency synthesizers to it. We stay within plus or minus 1 Hz. For regular medium wave AM, the tolerance is plus or minus 20 Hz. For FM, under 10 watts, it's 3,000 Hz, and over 10 watts, 2,000 Hz. And we also hear from WIFR that they're making a frequency change for the only evening broadcast left in English from 6115. Starting August 13th, they're moving to 6145 between 2215 and 0300, I suppose to escape adjacent interference from Cuba on 6120. Around 13 UT, I've been hearing some mystery carriers producing exactly 1 kHz heterodynes against regular stations on 11734, 11776, and 11784. Where are these coming from? The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 6th. ANKNC's peaking at 12 and 3 on August 26th. Solar flux dropping to 90 August 16th and 17th and rising to 145 by August 28th. And that's World of Radio number 1629. Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week.